Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. For you to look in the mirror and say to yourself, damn, I liked my reflection today. Damn, it's going to be a good day. Yes, I'm going to be able to accomplish all the things I need to get to. And yes, I can have a good day. Today is an opportunity for you to we have to find ways to find happiness. Starting the day off by saying to yourself, yes, I can, is one way to be confident and positive. Saying to yourself, I can have a good day at work. Saying to yourself, I am going to accomplish my goals. Saying to yourself, I can change my mind. Saying to yourself, I will have a great day. Saying to yourself, I can take time to learn a new hobby. I can learn how to knit, sew. I can read a book. I can start doing puzzles. I can create something. I can sing. I can dance. I can learn how to play the piano. Maybe I want to travel. I want to go to Portugal. I want to start understanding things differently. We have to say to ourselves, yes, we can. Because if we can do things, then we should say that we can do them. We should believe in ourselves enough to know that we can do things and we can accomplish them. Outside of saying yes, we can to ourselves, we also have to start our days off by saying, no, I'm not going to give up on myself. Because how can you love yourself or anyone else if you're willing to give up on them and say, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. This is too difficult for me to deal with. Blah, 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 blah. Life is difficult. Let's not lie to ourselves. Things are not always easy. Things don't always go the way we want them to. That's a fact. But please don't get distracted with life and let the bad things cloud your judgment for the positive things. Be aware that just because something's not necessarily going the way you want it today doesn't mean that that's always going to be the case and always going to be the situation. Maybe you have to find the strength in the darkness, right? I always give you the example of the polycystic ovary syndrome and me never thinking I'd be able to get pregnant and I'd be dealing with infertility for the rest of my life. I don't even know where the polycystic ovary syndrome came from, right? I've always been active. I've always been in the gym. I've always eaten healthy. I've always been that person. I had issues earlier on as a girl with like that. And I don't know why, right? The doctor never really explained it to me, right? So not just polycystic ovary syndrome, but maybe you're going through chemo, or maybe you're sick, or maybe somebody you love is sick, or maybe that job interview you wanted, you didn't get the interview for it yet. Maybe you're experiencing something and you're not getting the best experience from it yet. Whatever the case may be, somebody you love is sick, you're not having a great experience where you live, or you want to move somewhere else, or you want to travel, or you want to move to a different state, or you need a new car, or your best friend isn't responding to your text message. Whatever the situation may be, don't give up on the situation because it's not going the way you want it to. Find a way to find hope in the bad, okay? That's the thought. Outside of the fact that you're finding a way to find faith in the good, we also need to work on indecisive and procrastination by saying to ourselves, why not today? Why are we promoting indecisiveness and procrastination? Why don't we get things done that we need to get done? Today is Sunday. It isn't Friday. I had plans on recording the podcast Friday, but I got so caught up and so busy trying to plan for Mother's Day that I just didn't have time to do it. So it's Sunday and I'm doing the podcast, and I probably didn't even need to tell you that. Probably could have just played off like it was Friday. But I went to church today and I had an amazing experience. We praised Mother Mary at the Shrine of Mother Mary on the church grounds, and we sang about Mother Mary. Ave Maria, Ave. Obviously, I love singing, and obviously, I love Mother Mary. I love everything about my faith, and I love everything about my church. And I'm bringing this up during Why Not Today, because I could have come up with an excuse of not going to church today, and I could always come up with an excuse of why I don't want to do something or go somewhere or become a part of something because I'm tired, this, that, blah, blah, blah. But why put off today for tomorrow? Why say you're not going to be available? Why not be that person? Why always find an excuse? Instead of finding excuses or reasons not to do something, find a reason to do something, right? Instead of not getting the dishwasher fixed in the kitchen or wondering what's going to happen with the washing machine in the basement, maybe, just maybe, we should figure out a way to get them fixed. And I'm not saying DIY, because that doesn't always work out, but maybe you need to call somebody. Maybe you need to go on Angie's List. Maybe you need to get your super involved. Maybe you need to go Google or put on YouTube what something is, because I figured out how to do, starting up my car electronically. I figured that out in the winter time because I watched a YouTube video. So now I know how to do it, right? I figured out how to do a lot of things by watching videos or just looking at tutorials or following instructions. Instead of me finding ways to not get something done, I try to be a person to just do something. As you know, I'm a person that I like structure. I like when things are planned out. I succeed with that. I'm a person that likes to have everything where it's supposed to be, and I like knowing exactly what's going to happen when it's going to happen. I like doing meal preps. I like planning out dinners. I like planning out the week at night. I like pre-planning out what I'm going to wear for my outfits 3 to 4 weeks in advance, so I don't have to spend time picking out outfits. That's who I am. That's who I've been. I'm a planner, right? I'm an effective planner. That is how I live. That's how I operate. I cannot live any other way. So the idea that I could be a person that doesn't plan effectively makes me feel like I'm going to go crazy, right? The idea that I could be a person that's indecisive and procrastinates, and I have been indecisive before, it drives me insane now. Now that I'm spending too much time trying to figure something out, I just try to make my decision, because the more time I waste trying to figure it out, the less time I'm going to have to do something else. The more time you don't spend accomplishing your goal, the less time you're going to spend on the other side of the fact that the goal's been accomplished. Don't wait for tomorrow. We don't have the luxury of buying time. Understand that in every way that it sounds like. Take advantage of everything you have available for yourself now and get it done. Moving on from the mantra of why not today, thank you for tuning into that opening. Let's get to the headlines. So, Biden is an idiot. Why on God's green earth he would go on have a conversation with a news anchor, which they already knew he was going on because they test out all this shit with the president, and why he would say on open air in front of the entire world that he is not going to support Israel going into Rafah when everybody in their right mind knows they're trying to get rid of Hamas. So they do not go into Hamas. And Blinken admitted that the Hamas is using Palestinians as shields, right? They're not willingly giving up all the people that they've held hostage, and they're not placating to it, right? They were coming up with some sort of ceasefire, and then the ceasefire went kaput the moment Joe Biden did that. How is Joe Biden the man that in a couple of years ago said he would never fight against Israel, yet he just said that? That's the president. another graduation was interrupted. This one was with Jerry Seinfeld. He was doing a commencement speech at a graduation, and about 30 kids walked off the stage. It really wasn't a big deal because there was like 7,000 at the graduation. So I really don't think that's a big deal. But what are these colleges setting a precedent for, where they're allowing these ridiculous students to act like this and not face the consequences? And I said that yesterday. I think that any company, any corporation with any brains wouldn't want to hire any of these people to work for them, right? And I'm talking about it in this way because I'm trying for you to understand what I'm saying. I just don't understand. I remember being in college. Sure, there was a protest about women's rights and women's bodies, and I went to a state school, but I don't ever remember something to the degree that they're happening on these colleges. And then I asked my dad, John, Dad Senior, how that works. And he said that there's a difference between state colleges and these other like institutions that are more so private, because with state colleges they're solely relying on the state and it's different. But taking into consideration that he said that, why would you want everyone to see that you can't control the university that you're in charge of? Why would any of these like presidents and any of the staff at these colleges want everyone to see that they can't hold anything down and they've basically failed all their students? These degrees don't have that much value anymore and they cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. So why would any parent want to send their kid to these schools when anti-Semitism and insanity? At what point do we not call these people out for who they are? I'm just wondering, what are we waiting for? Why is it wrong for anybody to admit this? A great thing that I saw on the TV earlier, not that long ago, was the fact that voters in Chicago, in New York, in New Jersey. Donald Trump was in New Jersey yesterday and he had a speech last night, which was very interesting. I really enjoyed that he talked about his conversation with Frank Sinatra. I happen to love New Jersey. I have family that lives in, when I was younger, we had a family house in Belmar, and I have family that lives in Newark, Jersey. And a lot of my husband's brother lives in Jersey City. So I have a lot of family, a lot of friends that actually live in Jersey and New York. So I'm very familiar with it. And it's always going to have a place in my heart, right? It's always going to be a place where I remember nothing but happiness and fun. And the idea that Donald Trump was smart enough to go to New Jersey to talk to people in New Jersey about regular things, like the fact that they keep trying to push this dumbass shit with electric vehicles and this green energy bullshit and everything that they're doing, try to make our lives hell while they destroy the United States of America and world, and they lie to our fucking faces every day. And I'm sorry, kids, maybe Miss Star shouldn't have said that, but I did. At what point do people get tired? How far does this have to go? What is the limit here? What are the limits? Right? Pointing out reality and facts and just reality doesn't seem to be getting it done. Like, part of me wonders how the Democratic Party has been able to succeed as long as it has been, right? With the minority vote, the black vote, the working class vote, people that live in suburbia, people that live in cities, they have been able to convince and hold captive entire generations of people throughout the history of the world. Because it's not just in the United States, but I'm talking about the entire world. These people support genocide and mass destruction and chaos and death and famine and horror, right? Anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-freedom, anti-living. How can you support a group of people that are murdering children and women and raping them, that are attacking elderly women that are survivors of the Holocaust? And I'm bringing up Hamas again, not just because now they're in the colleges in the United States and the world, but because the president of the United States of America is sending the wrong message. It doesn't matter. We need to support Israel. I have said many, many times, I have friends that are Jewish. I've grown up with a lot of people of a lot of nationalities, with a lot of faiths, with a lot of backgrounds. But honestly, I want to know why it's wrong for me to say that I support Israel. And I want to know why it's not okay that I can say I don't support Hamas. Why do we have to be friends with monsters? Why do we have to lie and scheme and play everybody? Why does this Democratic Party think that they're the majority and they're the minority? See, normal people, everyday people, just want to get up and go to work, make sure that their kids are ready and prepared, and live a good life. They're looking forward to dinner and spending time with their husband or their wife or talking to their kids and just doing ordinary things, right? I grew up in an ordinary house. I have brothers. I have mom. I had a dad. It was regular, right? I was not taught to be racist. Now, there have been some occasions in my own family where I've been confused about things just because I've had to say to my own mother sometimes, like, to try to steer her away from the wokeism with the media, trying to indoctrinate people. So I think I've basically attempted to really disconnect her from that. And even my brothers and other family members, right? But honestly, I'm not going to be shy about the fact that I support Israel. I'm not going to be shy about the fact that I'm calling out the idea that there is no green energy and it doesn't work. I'm not going to apologize for this stuff. And I don't think you should either. That is what I'm saying. Protests aren't good for elections, and Joe Biden is going to eat everything that he's doing. AOC is a moron, and we all know it. Every time she says something, we know she's more of a moron than she was yesterday. She just says the most idiotic things. She's promoting electric vehicles. She was in support of Amazon leaving New York. And now what's happening to those people that don't have jobs, that don't have that connection and that ability to do things? They don't have it. She is another distraction and another chaotic monster figure attacking the people that voted for her. And everybody that voted for her does not have a $170,000 Tesla driving around, living in some penthouse, beautiful-esque place, living a glorious life where she gets to show up to these fancy dinners that cost $75,000 for a ticket and live a glamorous life. No one's experiencing that but her. And I'm not saying that you can't go to that and you can't spend that money, but she is in that limelight, Now, she's pretty lame. She's clearly a liar. She's not that bright. And whatever institution that she did end up going to, that she spent all that money to get into, the job she ended up doing after it was a bartender. I continuously have to bring that up. And I know people will say I'm a hater. I'm not a hater. I'm not talking about her looks. I'm talking about her brain. Listen to the things she says. Who is she leading? And where is she leading you to? She doesn't have any kids. She's not married. And the guy she's with is white. So when she's ignorantly attacking white people, she's ignorantly attacking herself. All these people that are racist against white men and white people are dating or married to white men. Their families are surrounded by white people. They live in white gated neighborhoods. It's a lie. Honestly. It needs to end. Us pretending like AOC and all these idiots are important. I say we give them no airtime. The Sopranos reject Biden. It looks like one of the main characters for Sopranos is not a Biden supporter. And it's really hilarious watching all these actors and actresses go on like their social media and say, I'm not supporting Biden, and like cuss him out. I actually really enjoy it. And I hope even more decide to do it. I hope that he digs himself a grave that he cannot get out of. I hope this is so bad that there's no way in hell, even beyond hell itself, in under and over that, that he has a shot of winning anything. Except for early retirement. What exactly did he think was going to happen? People that work for their money, that work hard to have a good life, were just going to willingly support him coming out and saying, forget about Israel. Forget about young people. Let all the kids at colleges be indoctrinated. The working class doesn't matter. Oh, we can afford that. Is that the answer? Was that what he was actually saying? It's failing. Not only are the Soprano actors rejected him, but Holly Weird is rejecting him. Contempt proceedings against Garland need to continue to happen. And I think that they should completely do exactly what they did to Trump. Remember when Trump was trying to withhold funds for Ukraine? What did they do to him? They need to impeach Biden. And I don't want to hear anything from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and anybody else. Moving into the main part of the conversation, as we get older, we get wiser. We get smarter. We don't apologize for how we feel. And we're in a better place mentally and physically, right? We understand what's next, what's at stake, and where we are. When we're younger, we're not really thinking like that. And it's different. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I appreciate the fact that I'm getting older. I'm making better decisions. I'm living better. I know what I wouldn't do, what I would do, and where I am. And I'm not going to apologize for being at that place, right? I'm at the point in my life where I'm not going to say sorry to you because I completely disagree with you and we don't have anything in common. And I'm not going to surround myself with people that aren't helping me succeed in my journey, right? I want an amazing life, an amazing future, and I want my children to have the same thing. I don't want my children to ever want anything. I want them to have everything that they need. I want them to have an amazing life. And that means they're going to have to be surrounded by amazing people and amazing decisions to get them there, which is why I think it's so important that you don't just have kids and you don't have a plan for them. You need to be married, right? You need to have a relationship with the person you're having the child with, right? They cannot grow up with one parent versus the other. They need both parents, and we have to make better decisions. And if we don't make these better decisions, we're going to regret them. Life and age gives you the ability to see things for what they are. When I was younger, I was running around trying to make people be my friend. I was doing all this overdramatic shit. And now I'm older and I'm just like, why the fuck did I do any of that? right? Desperate for people to like me. I don't give a fuck if you like me or not, right? Just very idiotic, just wasting time, wasting effort, just doing all these things, desperately attempting to make the world like me. And the world's not going to like me regardless of what I do, because the world's hateful and you have to find a way to be happy in that. Now, I'm not saying everybody in the world is hateful and miserable and mad, but I'm saying the majority, the society at large is. But I'm a very happy, energetic person, and I'm capable and able to ignore the hatred and the darkness and resonate everything with my light. So I've been doing that for the majority of my life. But it just resonated in me. We had gone on a trip to MASH to go to MGM the other day. And you know what? I wasn't in a casino like, oh my God, I desperately need to win money. I was in the casino like, I can't wait to play this game. This is going to be fun. Because one, I have money, and two, I'm not looking to like win a bunch of money and that's going to make my life better. I make a lot of money. We live a good, comfortable life. I'm not in the place that I was at before. I'm not searching for where I'm going to be. I know what's next, right? I think that becoming older and getting older and aging gracefully, granted, me and my husband both look like we're like 19 still. I think as you get older, you begin to recognize that I don't have to acquiesce to the society I live in. The society has to acquiesce to me, because there's things everywhere and they're all trying to get my attention. So as you get older, you start to recognize things that aren't important. Do you need to be on social media all the time, posting every move you make, posting every picture you do, posting everything for the entire world to see 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? The answer to that is no. Right? Sometimes you could spend some time and post some things and do whatever you want, but it doesn't have to be an everyday situation. And if you're spending your life doing that, you're not living. Summer vacations. Oh my God, I'm ready to go to Disney World. I am taking a week off in July for my birthday, and I think we are going somewhere. Maybe Martha's Vineyard, maybe the Hamptons, Cape Cod, somewhere for like a week to get away, right? I'm already planning out what days I'm doing what on, and I cannot wait for it. But summer vacations are great because the weather is nice and there's so much to do. Learning to throw things away. Like, granted, there's a way you could sell stuff. But if you have a bunch of crap and you're not wearing it, you're not using it, throw it in the garbage and get rid of it. Don't hold on to things you don't need. Is therapy good? Part of me thinks that in some situations, therapy is an excuse for people that want to do bad things for them to get away with it. And therapy is an excuse for them to not be responsible for their behavior because they're pretending like therapy is the reason that they're doing something. Now, some people do have mental problems, right? Sometimes there's things wrong with people. But do you think that spending thousands of dollars, like Monk going to a therapist, complaining about your life, being incapable of living, is going to solve anything? Sometimes it's just common sense, right? Maybe don't say the wrong thing at the wrong time. Maybe don't approach the situation incorrectly. No, he's been fine. Maybe don't move somewhere you've never been to before, right? I feel like people misuse therapy, and I feel like therapists misuse their power on people, right? They want their patients to be the victim, or they want to give them medication, or they're going to develop a habit. Like, why aren't we trying to get people away from therapy? Why aren't we trying to get people to get better without drugs or without any of that stuff? Maybe you just have to deal with the situation, and maybe it's going to take time for you to get over it. It's Mother's Day, and I'm not a mother. Am I going to be sad and depressed and miserable and lonely and I need to go to a therapist because something's wrong with my fertility? No. Another example of this could be, my job's not going well and my manager gave me constructive criticism and I don't know why. I think I need a therapist. No, you don't need a therapist. You just need to chill the hell out, right? There's another example. Or, oh my God, there's something on the wall and I'm going to have OCD because I can't fix it. Again, these are not situations that require therapy. If you've been abused or hurt, or you have anxiety, or you're having difficulty with something, maybe at that point, maybe you should seriously look into therapy. I even think that to save your marriage or a relationship, that is something that you should seriously, you know, try to do, right? These are situations where that might be effective. But for things where nothing's happening, I don't know if therapy is the answer. And I think you need to be really careful trusting these people you might not really know. And I think you have to be really careful saying things that might have really detrimental consequences, right? The idea of a doctor or the medical industry is to convince you something's wrong, so you constantly need to get it fixed. Why do you think everybody loves the idea of trans? So you can need therapy there. You got to go to that doctor for you to always need to get better and fixed. Then you have to go back to the other doctor. Think about that. I think that we have to be careful with giving away our money and our effort to an agency that might not be working with us, but with against us. And I think that we have to find other ways of dealing with situations. That's just what I'm saying. The next book in the book club? Let's find out. Some book called Ella that we're supposed to finish by May 31st, so I gotta start reading that. Looks okay. I think it's about Ella Fitzgerald, the singer. It should be interesting. I don't really know if I want to read it. Maybe it'll be good. I really don't like books about singers and artists and stuff like that, but I'm willing to give it a try. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It seems okay, so maybe I'll try it. But I'm tempted to look for a mystery, so I might do the mystery book club instead of that one. Let me tell you the other books and the other book clubs I'm in. I'm in the Epic Reads Favorite Sci-Fi and Fantasy series. I'm also in Things That Go Bump in the Night, Rom-Com, The Lord of the Ring, and Business and Growth with Catherine, whatever her face is. So the sci-fi and Fantasy Book Club has The Three Body Problem, and that looks okay. I think I'm probably going to get that book instead of the Ella one, because I don't really care about reading about a musician. We'll see what happens. That looks okay. And the mystery theories that I've read a lot of great books with. That book is called Vera Wang's Unsolicited Advice for Murderers. That looks kind of entertaining. Maybe I'll try that too. Between those two books, I think I'll probably like it. Let's check out what the business book is. The 12-Week MBA. Learn the skills you need to lead in business today. That might be efficient. I don't know if I'd want a business, but it might be interesting to learn an approach to starting up one. Really, like, if I'd want a business, it would have to be something connected to building star power and promoting that, right? The idea that you're a star wherever you are, and the idea that you could, like, really seriously turn that into an everyday thing. If there was a way for me to maneuver that and utilize that to create something that somebody would constantly need, I'd like to be in the business of making people's lives better. And I don't know if that's possible in that field. That book sounds pretty interesting. Rom-com. Abby Jimenez, Just for the Summer. Looks like it's a love story or something. Looks pretty cute. Maybe we'd try that. I don't think there's anything in the Lord of the Rings book, but I'll check it out. Oh. Yeah, like it's 2024, and there's still a book in here from April of 2023, so I'm pretty sure that that's not helping anybody. But those are currently the books that are in the book clubs right now. We'll see if I get to them. Maybe not. Next part of the conversation, where is the lipstick, and what do I mean by that question? Like, I'm a Kylie cosmetic girl. I like all Kylie products, and I know a lot of people say, that's not good for you, it's not vegan, blah, 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 blah. What is really vegan? What is really following that field? I'm not sure, really. I'm not really doing an investigation on it like that, and I just know I like Kylie products. So for me, that's my go-to. I did check out Revlon, but I'm really not into that for lipstick. There's like NYC and a bunch of others too, but I don't know how to pick up lipstick, so I just go with Kylie. High hopes. If you're going to succeed, you got to see the hopes and be high about them. Moving on from the main part of the conversation to watching things, currently watching Next Level Chef. Love is Blind Sweden looks okay on Netflix. As the Crow Flies, Muted, Rough Diamonds, Summer Job, Crooks, Better Than Us, Snow Girl, Dear Child, and Money Heist Berlin. Don't those always sound like good things? Those are all on Netflix. Moving on from the main conversation to food, right? Fruit salad with honey lime dressing. That sounds good. Chipotle ranch chicken salad. Okay. Tortilla chicken chili. Roasted red pepper pasta salad. Maybe. Chocolate strawberry bark. And this is how you make the chocolate strawberry bark. You basically take chocolate, cut it up into pieces, put it in a pan, mix that with strawberries. Then you get a pan or a tray, pour it out on the pan and the tray, put it in the oven, and then you can add in nuts or whatever you want into it. Then you take it out of the oven and you break it. I think that the strawberry bark is fairly simple, fairly easy, and very flavorful. My friends, that is the end of this Friday, Saturday, Sunday pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Hopefully you had an amazing day, an amazing weekend, and you're eating something good for dinner, and you're ready for the week ahead. I will see you same place, same time tomorrow, where we get back to the star power. Don't forget that you are the star wherever you are. You are the light in the darkness, and I see you. And hope that you see me too. Bye.